These notes are made on the 3rd of April 1978, and you have a very large amount of taping to do now. You've got to go through everything that you thought with reference to the tapes on the 2nd of April 1978 about Nelly Thompson and singularity of objects of intuition in Kant and the relationship between the notion of mathematically possible structure and the kind of corrigibility which Putnam conceives mathematical structures as, or rather our conceptions of mathematical structures as possessing. The significance of the kind of corrigibility which conception of mathematical structures is conceived of as possessing. The kind of evolution in the ways in which we think of those structures in terms of the mathematical viewpoint on those mathematical viewpoint from which we view particular kinds of mathematical structures, and its significance in terms of the heuristic perspective and the growth of our sort of strategy for solution of problems which arise in the context of pure mathematics, but also problems about the status of mathematical, the structures, kind of structures with which mathematics itself deals, and the attempt to revert to an old naturalistic and abstraction theoretic notion of those. The status of those structures as sketched in, or that it might be thought that that was what was at issue in some parts of what Putnam says. Now, just to start off with Walker's little book on a study of Frege. Frege remarks that for certain kinds of objects, this is Manley Walker, this is Walker on Frege, that for certain kinds of objects, notably mathematical objects, our recognition is a necessary condition for construing some entity as an object, that there should be some way of recognizing it as appearing at different times, on different occasions, in different guises, recognizing it as it appeared at in different guises as the same object. There seems here to be a carryover from the kind of conceptualization, the kind of very general conceptualization of the possible form of the ontology, principle of coherence of the ontology, very general conception of order of the kind. Which possesses, is justified by a kind of psychologistic argument, rather like the Kantian argument for treating sort of space and time as forms of our intuition. Well, there's a psychologistic, you will have to clarify this somewhat later, but there is a psychologistic element in this conception of an object, the kind of, that makes, one might think that it was open to criticism, from the point of view of the viewpoint which, of a completely foundationless epistemology of total ignorance, which views the corrigibility of our view of certain kinds of mathematical structures as we're proceeding from the responsibility of the sensitivity of the kind of corrigibility and conceptual change within mathematics itself, views mathematics itself as essentially without foundations, organization and global organization, articulation of the whole body of mathematics, particular facets of the organization of the subject as a whole, and as reflected in, as it were, the qualitative characterization of particular kinds of structure as important for the organization of, as providing the heuristic indication of clue to indication of perspective for, providing us with a heuristic perspective of the way in which we can most fruitfully think about a particular kind of structure which, as it were, was conceived rather from the point of view of the uses to which our grasp on a particular kind of structure as it was thought of with respect to the old mode of characterization, former mode of characterization of that particular kind of structure, is that we're now replaced the former mode of characterization of that structure, or replaced it in some context, context in which it has been, that particular mode of characterization of the structure has been replaced, maybe one in which, as it were, the conceptual identifiability of one with respect to the sort of interests and particularly how particular kinds of interests which arise from, you're going to argue the completely erroneous but influential notion of, as it were, the structure of some system of quantities, mathematical formalism as being adapted, ideally adapted very naturally, adapted to the expression of particular kind of quantity which possessed a certain physical significance, and Wheeler's seizing on that particularly, you know, in fact, in a particularly crude way, the qualitative significance of that as a clue to the kind of mathematical use of the kind of qualitative characterization of the kind of structure involved, for instance, as purely geometrical, providing us with a heuristic framework with all perspective within which we look for the correct mathematical form for the expression of relationships involving this quantity as these are viewed as ontologically significant. That is to say, the quantity in question as being more or less amenable to treatment within a completely geometrical framework, because we've already settled, as it were, the principle of coherence of the ontology of the whole theory from the point of view of the model, the tradition in which, as it were, the regulative ideal of the model as a functioning ontological hypothesis, informal ontological hypothesis, as at the level of the kind of structure with which we deal, the sort of opposition between the characterizations of the kinds of structure with which they deal, might be pitched. That's Gray's great mistake, and you're criticizing him for that. Now, when he says, let's say, Walker says on page 25 of his book, one property of proper name that distinguishes it quite clearly from expressions typical of functions or concepts, well, say expressions which are functions or concepts, is that in some sense proper names are complete expressions, concept expressions, and functional expressions in general, containing an empty place that in or letter that indefinitely indicates without definitely designating. Names can sensibly stand on their own, expressions containing free variables cannot. Now, if in fact you want to view all proper names as disguised descriptions. First of all, the remark about free variables being simply for binding in further, broader contexts, but all those contexts themselves defined wholly extensionally, and as consisting in our grasp on context in which the variable can occur as bound, consisting in our grasp of the truth conditions for statements in which that variable occurs bound, bound with respect to the range of values that it can assume with respect to some structure here, mathematical structure, structure which is formed by a structure who, as it were, the structural relations of more restricted kinds of structure, which were formally thought, which can be informally be thought of as it were, self as the objects of a particular theory of the kinds of functions occurring in a particular mathematical context, say the theory of real numbers, or and which turns out to be of only utility in the analysis of informal notions of constancy and variation, which, when it fails to be of further value, just certainly doesn't point to the introduction into the very foundations of the subject of notions of constancy, the kinds of notions of constancy and variation with which we're preoccupied in attempting to get clear, as it were, about the alternative principles of coherence of ontology that occur in, as it were, that we would have to try and get clear about in adapting our conceptual apparatus, the conceptual structure of our descriptive language, to and the principle of coherence of our ontology in the way that we should do if we, as it were, altered the very principle of coherence of our ontology in the way that a monistic ontology would require us to do. And then, as it were, from that kind of psychological adaptation of the kind which Graves, in his passage about the flexibility of the human mind, indicates might turn out to be possible, or at any rate might turn out to be required. It's argued might turn out to be required on the basis of the sort of qualitative and correlation, ourselves purely on the grasp of certain analogies which prove useful in reconciling or in generalizing, correlating the kind of conceptual distinction. Rank. Where? And when it.
Okay.
Particular class of. Reasons why a particular mathematical setting up, the way of setting up mathematically, perfectly valid, as it were, as defining in terms of which are dealt with and the properties of the functions, which the papers of the function set, which forms a solution to the equations. The function set of solutions to the equations perfectly mathematically well defined in terms of the setting up of the mathematical formalism qua, as it were, a piece of pure mathematics, but it turns out not to be applicable beyond a certain either range of the values of the variables under consideration for, as it were, purely physical reasons. They're particular phenomena which arise, critical point phenomena, let us say purely well, physically well-defined, qualitative change in the kind of phenomena under consideration, which suggests the use, again, of a different mathematical technique, the advisability of employing, if we're going to find a way of setting up the problem mathematically in a way which allows a solution, or a way in which allows its relationship to other problems of perhaps particular analogies between this the level purely of qualitative characterization of the kind of phenomena in question, not going to the level of the kind of ontology that the characterization of the ontology, as it were, that we have when we consider the functioning of the model of the theory as an informal ontological hypothesis, but rather at a level, semi-phenomenalistic level, at which we can assess the advisability of one kind of setting up of the sort of mathematics involved in finding solutions to, perhaps just simply a question of finding solutions to, these equations viewed as instances of particular kinds of equations, mathematically well-defined class of equations, which happen to be useful in the modelling phenomena of this kind. Don't get confused with that and with the deeper conceptual question about the concept, kind of conceptualization connected with questions about global and local. Siegel's paper. What we're going to say is that whereas names, Walker's talking about Frege, whereas names can sensibly be viewed as standing on their own, expressions containing free variable places cannot. And if we think of free variables as it were, certainly from the point of view of Quine's remarks in his paper on algebraic logic, they sort of as from the point of view of algebraic logic existing as free variables, rather only as it were for binding in further context, the sort of context in which structure varying, function taking, so we're taking values of a variable, taking values within some particular range can occur bound with respect to the sort of qualitative characterization of the kind of generalization, for instance, in the kind of generalization which can take account of the as it were, kind of structure with which we're dealing in such a way that the values of the variables the sort of qualitative grasp of the a grasp of the relationship between of the form of relationship between ranges of values of variables, which does which perhaps suggests ways in which we can usefully think from the point of view of the heuristic perspective, which is valuable in pointing to for ways of thinking of the kinds of functions, the kinds of ranges of values of the variables, thinking of those mathematically, perhaps in terms of the either suggesting ways in which we could deepen or generalize the kinds of structures which deal with them, with C, for instance, or which suggest applicability or analogy between the applicability of a particular, some particular theory of the properties of functions as axiomatized, as formalized within some particular mathematical theory of particular kinds of functions. See the remarks made in Scott. See the examples here, looking at page 25 of Walker's book on Frege, the concept and object, this particular kind of structure. See, for instance, as an example of this, the remarks made about on the paper about the twisters in the twister newsletter, and the problem of finding, as it were, a more general notion of twister from the great variety of equivalent ways from the point of view of the relationships which are already understood between the kinds of structures with which the relevant mathematical structures involved with setting up of the various ways of as it were treating the various equivalent ways of treating the kinds of expressions viewed here, as it were, in the context of the relationship between the kinds of properties with which the theory of particular kinds of functions in mathematics, not here dealt with at the level of a completely general notion of function, as discussed in Scott, view the kinds of the different ways in which we can view a for instance, a twister, and the ways in which we might seek to generalize it, should not think of those as reacting back on the, as it were, most fundamental elements of the mathematics itself. Compare, however, the way in which you thought of conceptual and mathematical issues as being involved in the problem of finding some way of dealing with the relationship between two disparate theories with conceptual and mathematically disparate structures, both involved at the most fundamental level in our understanding of the structure of the world, as discussed in Quantum Gravity 75. However, what you're going to say is there not a way in which the way in which the free variable occurs as bound in some broader context, which the context in which it occurs as bound, the larger context, reflects, the word directly reflects, with respect to the tie-up with the qualitative relations between the different kinds of structures, qualitative characterization of the kinds of structures with which the mathematics deals directly reflects the kind of does. It's very anxious to. He argues this point with considerations which transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations. Certainly something to which Hooker points in his remarks about set theory. You're going to say in your discussion on the notes that you made on the morning of the 3rd of April, 2nd and 3rd of April 1978, on Manley Thompson and so on, well, just why that is completely wrong. You're also going to go on, of course, to discuss Putnam on mind, language and reality, this book of his. But to go back to Walker on Frege for a minute or two, so in fact there is a kind of a psychologistic element which is also connected perhaps with what Kant says about singularity of objects of intuition, which is, see for instance the paper in the Kant Congress volume, as it were, reflect the commitment to an most abstract general form of the world, as a totality of objects of the kind that Husserl himself, of course, criticised. But the kind of criticism that we could form of that does seem very difficult to see how that could, as it were, be translated, unless it's by attempting to postulate directly the kind of, see, 1930 Dirac 1, the novel kinds of mathematical structure with which we should have to deal, and there's no evidence for that, I'm going to say, rather looking at ramified type theory as a way of dealing with the relationship between the different ways of setting up the kinds of relations with which the theory deals mathematically. But see various objections which you could make. Now, Frege's notion of an object as something self-sufficient does in fact involve commitment to a particular view of substance and attribute of the kind which of course is challenged, directly challenged, whether we could is directly challenged. However much the Fregean notion of objectal judgments and the way in which complex functional expressions are built up and the operations with which they're mathematical formulas with which we're concerned in mathematics as being obviously completely transparently truth functional and compound complex expressions built up from a prior understanding of the kind of not from any sort of kind of qualitative grounds, but the kind of structure with which mathematics deals in a sense that would allow an opposition between qualitative notion of the kind of structure with which with which a particular kind of mathematical structure is concerned, and that or some other kind of mathematical structure is concerned, as providing a basis for as Castonguet suggests in some of his passages, are viewing one particular kind of structure as more basic or fundamental than another, as directly reflecting a particular opposition between alternative principles, coherence of the ontology of the theory as the conceptual structure of mathematical forms of the ontology as being intimately related. You want to reject that view very strongly. And I think it leads us into all sorts of mischief. Now, he takes, in the Grundlagen, at any rate, he takes the notion of object to be a basic and undefined notion, and defines the notion of concept with respect to it, in terms of, see, and this is basically the treatment which Dummett favours. And it was only later that he came to give the term a peculiar philosophical content at the same time as he took defining objects in terms of functions, in terms of the more fundamental notion of treating the notion of Wörterlauf and of value ranges for functions, which took over the role of basic entity, and then defining objects in terms of the value ranges of functions, a particular kind of value range for function. Now, it does seem to me that the notion of variation in structure, form of relationship between value ranges of functions, the notion of form of relation between functions, which is certainly an opposition between the form of relationship between value ranges of functions of the kind which Norvier certainly seems to regard as lying beneath and as motivating the kind of structure which is being investigated when he talks about the whole notion of a particular kind of mathematical structure as being the as a basis for the investigation of, and then gives some characterization of, and then there follows some characterization of qualitative indication of the kind of structure which is a basis for the treatment of investigation of. And we, of course, have some metaphysical or notion founded upon some metaphysical notion or some analogical kind of analogical reasoning of as to the ways in which a traditional conception of the way in which that qualitative kind of characterization of the kind of structure involved is related to the sort of alternative principles of coherence in the ontology. When, for instance, Graves talks about flexibility that we've shown in grasping, for instance, ways in which putatively re-identifiable, ostensibly as self-standing, re-identifiable particulars, we can indeed recover the context in which we talk of re-identifiable particulars, but view, as it were, re-identifiable particulars as objects which certainly in some materialistic sense, which is well, the scientific realist equivalent of the Kantian, do reflect the structure of the sort of cognitive capacities of the human mind, the ontology of cognition. And that the ontology of cognition, as it were, has itself to be founded upon fundamental theories, some which, as it were, are more fundamental with than others, and the level of cosmology, cosmological physics, would be the most fundamental of all. And is of course itself a highly mathematized theory, but whether there are actually all this business about conceptual necessity, and as against this week's the extrusion, the expulsion of a priori, the a priori from mathematics altogether. What sense is mathematics no longer to be viewed as a priori, but as corrigible? Not in the sense that the, as it were, setting up of a notion of the relationship between different kinds of mathematical structures involves appeal to notions of set theory. And of functional correspondence is absolutely basic. The idea of that, the idea of non-linear as opposed to linear structure. See what you said slightly earlier on this tape. As being more fundamental, see the remarks which are made in Sark's and in Wang's remarks about non-linearity and linearity. Anyway, reverting to what Walker says about Frege on concepts and objects, and on objects in particular. The business about the choice of define, to attempt to define objects in terms of that for laughing. Objects described in the Grundlagen is definite and particular. Objects are definite and particular. What is, in fact, a particular kind of definiteness? Which any object possesses. And the definiteness, as it were, what of us possesses the definiteness and the particular? That, of course, truth, cuts, of course, are, in absolute sense, truth, truly, or false. Or the kind of indefiniteness of the relationship between different ways in which we think of objects as reflecting, different ways in which we think of mathematical objects, which we can't consider particular structure as possible. Of course, Putnam's own discussion of the problem is rather. Seems to me there's an element of contradictoriness in Putnam's discussion of the problem, because he does himself say, so that it's quite clear that the kind of mathematically possible structure with which we're asked to think of is at least as more useful in certain contexts than the mathematical objects picture. And is itself often appealing to the way that he talks about the notion of possibility of mathematical structures as a possibility of construction. We're not here immediately concerned with possibility of construction in the sense of the intuitionists. That will come later, discussion that will come later. But the kind of constructibility, the way in which the notion of constructibility, for instance, in the C. Manley Thompson, is referred to as less as reflecting a particular, as it were, a more restricted notion.